I saw the pull-up bar on one of those lazy afternoon television commercials, the kind with an offer to order now in exchange for something you just can't live without, shipping and handling. The announcer said that in just minutes a day, I could transform my body into something that at least resembles the human form. I could even do it while watching my favorite shows. Soon enough, I was hooked, nodding my head in agreement. I did have a telephone. I could order within 5 minutes. This product was made for me. Improve your life in just minutes a day. It is the siren song for the inherently lazy. As a child, I could ignore these commercials and the only-on-TV offers for things like Ginsu knives, exercise belts, and electroshock therapy for your abs. For starters, I didn't have a credit card, but there was something more. Even a child could see that spray-on hair in a lounge chair that doubles as an exercise machine were destined for the trash bin. The commercials always brought to mind a favorite poem by Shel Silverstein, the one about Clarence Lee from Tennessee, who bought practically everything advertised on TV. At the time, I considered the poem a satire, a cutting jab at the popularity of these goods and the deluded saps who purchased them. But then Clarence Lee bought a set of new, more lenient parents, and I realized he might be onto something. Now, as a grown man with a family and a sturdier line of credit, it seems I'm always after the next time saver, the little gadget or doodad that will help me through the day, preferably from the comfort of my own couch. Snuggies, Slankets, Mighty Putty and Flobies, Ding Kings and Clappers. Over the years, I've fallen victim to practically all of them. It seemed in my quest for self-improvement, help came not from prayer or meditation, but at the altar of the holy infomercial. I can't help myself, not when all the answers are just a phone call away. With a perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.